Participate with us today. Today is Tuesday, February 8th, 2022. Start time of 3:04 p.m. of the LHC Board of Directors Executive Director Search Committee meeting. 3:04. Chairman, if permission, I'll start the roll call.
Sure, let's get it on the roll.
Committee Chairman Stephen Jackson.
Here.
Committee Vice Chairwoman Jennifer Vadreen. Committee Member Stacy Head. Committee Member Alfred Harrell.
Here.
Committee Member Richard Winder.
Here.
Board Chairman A.P. Marullo.
Present.
Chairman Jackson, we do have a quorum of the Executive Director Search Committee.
Yes, sir, and I'd like to note for the record that we have Mr. Brandon, help me with the last name, Williams. I don't know why I have a Brandon Holmes from back in Shreveport in my head, but Brandon Williams, who is a board member and has joined us as well. So welcome to the search committee meeting, Brother Brandon. We're a little bit laid back, feel free if you got any questions, jump in. But I know Barry and Ms. Dr. Slaughter and Attorney Martin can get you up to speed as needed as well. So welcome to the board, and I think you'll get a formal introduction tomorrow. Thank you. All right, next, Mr.
Next up, we have the approval of last meeting of the Tuesday, January 11, 2022, Executive Director Search Committee meetings. Right. Let the record reflect that those minutes were priorly distributed to the board for review and are also available in your folder.
Sir, is there a motion to approve the minutes? Okay, there's a motion.
Second
motion by Board Member Harrell, second by Mr. Winder to approve the amendments as distributed. Is there any objection to the adoption of the minutes? Mr. Clerk or Mr. Brooks, I hear no objection, so those minutes stand approved.
Duly noted, sir.
Next item.
Next item, sir, we have our public input session. Chairman, let the record reflect that multiple notices were sent out to the public,
yes,
informing them of today's meeting,
sir,
and requesting their participation and or any comments to be sent in. Comments could be sent in a multitude of ways. As of current, I, as board secretary, have only received one written comment. That comment was received on January 28th, and it was received from Ms. Tranika Starks, who's the Senior Director of Programs at Housing NOLA. We did confirm receipt of it back to her, and we also invited that group to attend and participate if they wished. As of this time, no follow-up has been received. There are only one public member noted on the sign-out sheet out front. That's Ms. Katie Anderson, who's currently in the audience. And again, as of current, I've received no further written or verbal comments regarding today's meeting from the public, sir.
Thank you.
So we will duly, if with Chairman's permission, note the item from Housing NOLA into the record, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Brooks. I believe everybody has a copy of that letter submitted in their packet.
Yes, sir. That copy is in the binder. I mean, in your folders.
All right. And does our member of the public who traveled here today would like to say anything? You could come to the podium. I mean, it's only if you want to, no pressure at all.
Obviously, you don't know me or you would know I don't pass an opportunity.
Okay. All right.
Just joking.
And I apologize, Ms. Anderson, upon completion, if you could sign one of our white cards for information purposes, please.
Absolutely. Yes.
Thank you, ma'am.
So thank you for the opportunity to have public input on your executive director search. I have been participating in the focus group with Dr. Slaughter as well, and would just like to say that I appreciate the openness of the board at searching both inside the state, outside the state, wherever may be, for the best talent to bring to Louisiana. I think that the executive director position for this agency is critical to the state, all the way from the public activities, to the families that are served by affordable housing and other programs that you guys manage. And so I think that it's very critical that you get the right person for this job. And I'm excited that you are opening up to look at different things and pulling in public support. You know, I think that the individual who comes to this agency will be blessed to work with a lot of good staff members, and that's a plus. But at the same time, we'll have challenges, you know, that will have to be met. So I think that's going to have to be an individual who is flexible, but yet who is someone that is trustworthy to both the staff and to the constituents of the state, as well as the other entities that they work with, you know. And so I'm excited to see that that you guys are taking this to heart, no doubt. And I know that you have some new board members, Mr. Williams being one, coming on board, but several other new board members. And so I think that's a wonderful thing, and I just wanted to tell you that I appreciate that. And most of my comments Dr. Schlatter already has, so I won't make her listen to all those again. But I think that you're headed in the right direction. I had the privilege to be at the administrative meeting this morning and saw some wonderful activities from the board that you guys are looking at. I think you're headed in the right direction, and I hope that you get paired up with an individual, you know, who can move in lockstep to the direction that you're going. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you.
Chairman, I need to bring to your attention, I understand from an email and from a chat that I've received that there's an issue with the sound. Such has been brought to the attention of tech services. I'm not quite sure what the issue is or why it's happening, but it appears that the sound is muffled. So those who can hear me, I guess you really can't. We apologize for that. We do have staff trying to ascertain what the situation is to resolve it.
Okay. All right. Well, if there be no more public input and a public comment, we will declare this public hearing closed at this time. And I just want to note for the record that this was part of the board approved process, that we would receive public comment or open it up to receive public feedback, to receive public feedback and public input. And so we've checked that box. We've made sure that we've done that. And then Dr. Slaughter also has her focus groups going with public stakeholders as well. So, all right. Next item, Mr. Brooks.
Chairman, that brings us to our next item, which will be an update from Dr. Christelle Slaughter with SSA Consultants.
Thank you. Welcome, Dr. Slaughter.
Thank you very much. Chairman Jackson, esteemed members of the search committee, thank you so much for being here this afternoon. I had hoped that we would have a packed meeting room. But I will tell you that in regards to the focus groups, we had a very good turnout with both focus groups, and we had some comments from people who had conflicts, couldn't make either one of them. We scheduled them on two different days, but they were on the same week, so if someone had been out of town or something, they would have trouble attending. We had a very good mix of people, developers, stakeholders. Staff helped to put together a list of key stakeholders, and they were invited to attend. Each one lasted about an hour and a half, and we used every minute of it with both of them. And I will tell you that the main purpose of, or the two main purposes of the focus groups were, number one, to get input from people who do work with the agency. So these are the people, I like to think of it as concentric circles. So these are the people that are closest to you and your staff, and are really sort of the first customers of the work that you do and the services that your agency provides. So they are they're pretty close. They have watched this agency, some of them over decades, and seen a lot of things, a lot of disasters, a lot of above and beyond performance, and a lot of opportunities for improvement. And they were very comfortable sharing all of that in a very positive way. And I would say overall, it was extremely impressive to see the number of dedicated people who care a lot about the programs that you all have and the services that you provide, and the people in the state of Louisiana. We did have some national corporations. We had representatives from those corporations who everything was done by Zoom. But they were very, very interested, and they talked about our agency in comparison to other agencies in other states that do similar work, and some things that we could learn from their searches, their executive directors. We talked a lot about qualities that they think we should look for in the executive director. And I will just say the general consensus is, please don't go get a technocrat or a bureaucrat. And they didn't say it that way. But essentially, we have staff that's charged with understanding the programs and the technicalities. They want a leader. They want someone who can be your representative to the state and the community. They want someone who's going to inspire and motivate, who has enough knowledge of either the development, community, the challenges in dealing with affordable housing and some of our other programs, the immense needs across our state, and the very big differences between some of the more urban areas and the challenges we have there with housing versus some of the rural areas. That was very important to them. They like the fact that you all have engaged us to do a national search. They think that understanding our state is a real plus. They don't think our state is as easy to come into and really understand the needs and the challenges of the people as it might be in a Midwestern state, so to speak. And both groups, unprompted, talked about that. The second main reason why we had the focus groups was not only because we wanted to hear particularly and in a rich qualitative format from them, but we also wanted to know if they had any good candidates up their sleeve, or if any of them would be candidates, which made for some lively conversation in some of the focus groups. I think everyone is very impressed with the openness, as Katie just said, and the willingness to seek and actively seek good candidates. And I do think that some of them will come back or will at least try to find some good candidates. And I think that some of them have ties to people in the state who may be in transition, and maybe this is a point in their career where they would entertain public service. So it may be an opportune time for that. So our focus groups were really quite successful. There was only one individual who regretted and asked if they could be included at another time, and we will follow up with that individual. So we have also drafted an employee survey about qualities that the employees would look for in their next executive director. I've asked executive counsel if she will review that for us, and then I will send it to your chairs and make sure that that all is copacetic. You have a large agency. People are working remotely in some cases. It's hard to do this in person. But we've had great success. We really don't care how long somebody's worked here, or if they're a supervisor or not. We really want people's input. And so I think it's a great opportunity to give staff a chance to participate. Finally, we did receive the letter that that you have, but we have not received too many other comments or questions. We did receive a question about confidentiality of applications, and we answered that by email, again, with your general counsel's keen wisdom and advice, and I want to arm you with the same information. Once someone sends a formal application in to our website or through Indeed, they are considered a candidate, and we can no longer keep them confidential. So if somebody's curious about the position, wants to talk about it, we're happy to do that. But once they apply, because of Louisiana's laws, they're part of a public record. I don't think that's a problem. We have not had highly qualified candidates contact us and ask about that. So I will also say I think that's, as we do more and more searches during the pandemic and at this point in time, people are just much more open about I am in transition, having the organization know I'm looking around or I've been approached by other organizations. It doesn't quite have the stigma or the fear of retaliation that it did in the past when, I was being taught how to read resumes and if they had gaps in employment or, you know, somebody looked like they were job hoppers. All of those terms have gone by the wayside. So people are very open and I think comfortable with things to a certain extent. But we have not had to cross that bridge. Just one question about that. We have 81 resumes so far. We had a little slow start, and then it ramped up quickly, and now we're seeing a little bit of a top off. So we may put one more communication out formally to see what we can get, saying that, you know, the position will be closing soon, and maybe we'll get, you know, sort of that last effort coming forward. Our team has started reviewing the resumes, and we find some resumes that look good. I will tell you that resumes are one of the least valid predictors of success because people write them themselves. And so verifying what's on a resume, verifying education, background checks, structured interviews are much more predictive of success. And so I think when we get to that point, search committee members who help us craft the questions will be very, very helpful in identifying people that have the right temperament, judgment, experience, et cetera. I think that's very helpful. And also checking references. And I will tell you that just before we came here today, my associate Sarah Bowden and I had a Zoom interview with a candidate for a position that's been open for about 5 or 6 months. And this candidate, it looks okay. But I was at a public meeting yesterday evening, and one of his references was there. And I stopped her and I said, you know, I've been looking at your name. I was thinking about calling you. Can you tell me about this gentleman? And she said, he's perfect for the job. She said, people are going to overlook him for the wrong reasons. She said, but let me tell you why he's really good. He said, this experience and this experience and this experience. And so we immediately scheduled just a screening Zoom interview with him, and he was everything she said. Now, it turns out I worked with this gentleman after Hurricane Katrina, doing small business consulting, and it's that kind of position. So once we began to talk, I put the dots together and realized he really does have quite a long history of service and relationships that he can leverage off of for that particular client. But it's a great example of making sure that we're open and making sure that our process is open and that we're really listening to people, because I think, you know, there are good people out there. Again, the focus groups really were intent on telling us you don't need a traditional candidate. You need someone who's smart and someone who can understand the programs, and if they have had experience with them, that's a definite plus. But we really need a good manager and a good leader who can work well with the board, who can work well with our constituents, and represent the agency. So, Mr. Chairman, that concludes my update. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Perfect. Thank you, Dr. Slaughter. Are there any questions or comments? Chairman Morello, go right ahead. There you go.
Thank you. So just want to say thank you, Dr. Slaughter. We got to meet, and the board got to meet you at our orientation, and you did such a professional, great job. And I just want to say thank you for making sure that this is a transparent process, to making sure that all the people and organizations that interact with the agency have a seat at the table and have a chance to give their buy-in. And so hats off to you and your and SSA and all the folks you have there. It's sincerely appreciated. And I just wanted to tell you thank you. And I think you're right. I think from what you're finding in the focus groups, what we need is we need our Sean Payton, right? We need our head coach, so to speak. I've made that reference before. and I feel strongly about that. So it's nice to hear that other people feel that way from these focus groups. So look, just big thanks, and you know, I would I'm hoping, because it is, we are in a transitionary period, and so I'm hoping we have enough applicants and there's enough there where we can start, like you said, winding things down, because it's very difficult for employees in general when you're in that transitionary period, which I'm going to briefly touch on tomorrow at the board meeting. But, you know, state government, city employees, they have all the risk in the world and no upside, really, if you think about it. They have upside, but it's not like the private world, where if you go make a key decision or you go out there and you do something great. I was talking about this with some of the board members after the last committee meeting. Well, you might be able to get to take your children to Disney World or once more, right? So this transitionary period is difficult. So just thank you for your guidance and all your work in your agency.
Chairman Nagy, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. And I'll add Tom Landry to the looking for our Tom Landry. Or Jimmy Johnson.
I was going to say, at least you didn't say Jerry Johnson. But thank you.
No. All right. Any other, go right ahead, Board Member Wind.
Thank you, Dr. Slaughter, for your report. Two or three questions and a comment. We're at 81 resumes. What's your anticipation of, is that going to double, quadruple, or slow down, or what?
It's hard to say. I think we'll get a few more in, maybe if we do another push.
Mm-hmm.
The trick is, can we get some really good, well-rounded candidates to apply to kind of finish it out?
Right.
So we may get close to 100. We never worry about quantity. We worry about mm-hmm. quality. But when you have a good position, you expect mm-hmm. that you're going to get a stack of applicants. Right. So,
in the focus groups, how often did the fact that this is the state of Louisiana and the person who's going to apply should have a working knowledge of this very unique state, Napoleonic laws, common versus common law, and understanding that our governance is a little different? Was that stressed in the focus group?
It came up quite a lot.
I thought so.
And it came up in a couple of different ways. Mm-hmm. One, that people who had that knowledge would come in and be more effective sooner. So it's not a secret code. People can come in and learn about the state, mm-hmm. but that they would be able to hit the ground running, and we really need that. But you know, some of our areas of the state are in desperate need of help. The other point was that, very bluntly, this is an agency where the board changes, new people come in, mm-hmm. other people leave. Mm-hmm. You have to have an executive director who's comfortable with that, who enjoys bringing in new board members, getting to know them, involving them in appropriate ways, and then also has long-term staff. So we do have civil service here. Mm-hmm. We have people who've been here for a long time. Someone who can motivate those people and who can refresh them with a new set of ideas, with new ways of rewarding performance and helping people to develop. Those were all topics that were important. And so I know we're special in Louisiana. We're not that different.
No.
But I do think that they see some unique parts of our state, as you said, that they're hoping mm-hmm. someone will understand.
Okay. Oh, one more question for you. It's in relationship to the scenario you gave about the person that you had interviewed and your initial response was not sure or there's something missing there, and then you ran across the person that said he's fantastic, he's perfect for the job, and so far so good, he's going to be perfect for the job. And the reason I brought that up because sometimes in agencies, to avoid getting sued, they will say things like he's the perfect person. Or sometimes in an agency when there's an opportunity to get rid of someone, he's also the perfect person and he would be great for the job. So I thought I would share that that bit of history with you. And I'll leave it at that, okay? The last thing I have, and I'm just so excited that I've been on this board since September, and I like the fact that we are open, we're transparent, and as Justice, I think it's Brandeis, said, sunshine is the best disinfectant. So let's make sure that we keep the sunshine going and we're letting people know what we're doing. And the fact that we open this up to the public is just great. So I'm just excited to be part of a board where we are open, we're transparent, and we let the sunshine come in.
Mr. Wander, I totally agree and really appreciate your comments. And we are going to count on Ms. Martin because we're going to get into the next phase very soon. And that's where we want to make sure that we protect people's reputations on one hand, but we do have open discussions about the candidates and qualifications and that sort of thing. So we are going to lean heavily on her for that.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Board Member Harrell.
Dr. Slaughter, first of all, great job. You and your team have done a wonderful job thus far. I have a question as it relates to the current pool of candidates, or applicants, I should say. If we stop with the 81, right, do you believe, going back to your comments over quality over quantity, of the current pool, are you comfortable with the applicants who have submitted in terms of quality candidates that fit the profile for what we've developed as a committee in relation to what we've heard in the public information sessions?
Honestly, we have not gone through the rigor that it takes to make that determination. We see very promising resumes. I will tell you, and I know that none of us really want to hear this, but if we go through those 81 resumes and we don't see enough of a pool of people that we think are highly qualified and fit what you're looking for, we will come back and talk about that and try and figure out if we can get some additional candidates. That doesn't happen very often. We really have publicized this. We really have networked. We've called people and asked them to try and think of people, even in the board interviews that we did. And we did have some board members who offered to help who have ties to either real estate development or the housing industry. So before we close the search, before we close it, we will make sure that you have some quality candidates. I think Sarah has spent more time with the applicant pool than anyone on our team, and she assures me she saw some good people in there. So,
well, I'm glad you addressed that scenario, right, if that were to happen, and then that would be the next steps. My next question, you know, you talked about the next steps in this process, right? Can you kind of refresh us and give us an overview of what those next steps would be?
Yes, I'll be happy to do that. To a person, board members want the search committee to do the heavy lifting. It's awfully hard to get an entire board to participate in all the steps of a search process. So what we'll do is go through the resumes, call them, begin to do some preliminary background checks, reference checks, and then we will bring forward what we think are a group of semifinal candidates. We'll administer a Hogan instrument that has to do with an individual's leadership style, communication style, decision-making style. It's just one more piece of information to consider, but it does give you some good insight, and it helps you to maybe understand how the individual would fit with the organization. And then we will help you come to some conclusions about people you want to interview. And that really varies by organization and search committee. We had a search during the pandemic, and they wanted a very robust interview process, and I think they personally interviewed about 10 people after we had already had screening interviews with them. But they were very hands-on, and they had had a long-term director before that, about 10 years, and they were nervous about finding the right person to lead their organization. So I think they started out with just the thought that they wanted to boil the ocean, see everybody, et cetera. We have another search that's going on right now. They just want to see the final. They want us to tell them who the best person is. So, it really, really sort of depends. We always ask the search committee to look at a few candidates to make sure whether they're interviewed or we do a screening interview that they're able to watch, or we bring profiles of the candidates forward. But at some point, we will bring profiles of candidates forward and ask you to help narrow the pool. And at that point, then you will conduct some interviews. And I think most of the board would like to see about two candidates. One, two. They said three, five. You're going to hang us up. So let the search committee, we trust the search committee to do the work. And if you just bring us one, that's kind of hard. But if you bring us a couple, if you have to bring us three. But very interesting conversations there. Some people who obviously hired some people in their professional careers. So at a high level, those are the next steps in the process. And we can move as quickly as the cert. Once we are sure that we have qualified applicants, we can move as quickly as you all want to move through that process.
Do we have a deadline date for applicants?
We tried having a deadline date, and so at that point we did not have as many applicants as we thought we should have, so we extended a bit. We are not, I'll be honest with you, we are not fans of closing, hard closes. We've just seen too many times where right at the end you get somebody who says, gee, I don't know, I didn't even know this position was open, or someone finally has a conversation with someone. But, I think that we're getting close to a time period. Good people who are in the market, who are looking and are considering this position, are going to be the hardest to keep in that pool if we drag our feet. So that becomes the risk. We have a search right now where we have a young man. He's very marketable, and he's going to take a job in the next 2 weeks. And our client is moving as fast as they can, knowing that he's good and he has options. So it's a good position to be in, but you really have to be poised and ready to act. We will work with executive counsel and your human resources staff to make sure that any background checks that the agency normally does, that we help comply with those. If we need to do the background checks, we certainly do that with other clients. So we want to make sure that we have checked the candidate out, social media, we don't need any surprises.
Yeah.
Once that person's hired. So we'll take care of all of that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Board Member Harrell. Dr. Slaw, you answered the vast majority of the questions very thorough. I'm kind of wrestling with the open-ended, sort of open application process, because I don't know. I just kind of think that whoever's going to be my Valentine, I'm at the point in my life where whoever's going to be my Valentine next week, I know. I kind of know who I'm going to dinner with next Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Hope you do.
And if they're not sure, if that person is not sure, then I got to ask myself some questions. So, at this time, I don't know if we need to, but if it's okay, I mean, I entertain a motion, or I'll make a motion that we go ahead and close the search up on Friday, or close the application process on Friday. Or do we just need to ask you to do that?
I would like to recircle back with just a few of the people that said that they thought they had a candidate. I have one today say that. So let us circle back, and we can certainly do that.
Do you have any comments on that?
No, I just wanted to ask the question. I think you addressed it just now. So there are individuals that you want to follow back up with, right, that you're actively recruiting because you think they fit the profile we're looking for and the community is looking for?
It is both that, that person, but it's also people who are connected to your stakeholder pool. But be that as it may, the important question is, when are we going to actually sit down and go through all the resumes and begin to check people out, look at references, et cetera? Right. And so we wanted to wait until after we got the input from the focus group this meeting today. And I think the staff input can be coming in as we go through that process. So that is our very next step.
So in your professional opinion, from a process standpoint, would it be advantageous for you to look through the pool, then make a recommendation to this body?
We can do that. I'm just not a fan at all of closing applications. I'll use Southern as a great example. So I've worked with at least one of the finalist candidates. I've heard all three are wonderful leaders in their own right with very different backgrounds.
Yeah, he's very familiar with
that. Yeah, I was the chair for that. So we.
There you go. So at some point, you knew you had serious applicants, and you were good to go. When we feel that way, that's great. If we would arbitrarily close it and then have someone after that, I will tell you, I was on a hospital board, and I had that experience, and we decided not to entertain this other individual, although she checked all the boxes and would have been fabulous. She now is the head of a large agency and is doing a fabulous job. The person that we ended up hiring left after 2 years.
Okay.
So I'm not saying that would necessarily because of that, but we had said we're going to
close. I wasn't aware of the information that you said about you were actively recruiting. I didn't know that.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Chairman Jackson, yes. So we can quickly wrap that up.
Thank you, Commissioner Jackson. So I think what we're hearing here, Dr. Slaughter, is once again we're in a transitionary period, right? And it's one thing is, you know, we want to know who the leader is, who the head coach is. So I think you got to engage board, and we really do have a great board, I feel, and we're coming together, and we want to make things happen for the state for housing in all areas. And I think the second thing you're hearing is, you know, if there are some candidates that, you know, you snooze, you lose, right? We certainly don't want to get us in a situation where we're snoozing, we're losing. So with that being said, and also respecting your leadership and where you've gotten us so far to try to get us from A to Z, maybe I could propose a hybrid model where, you know, we just keep it open, but just there's an understanding and a respect for where we are, and maybe we can, I certainly don't want to shut the door, because like you said, things can happen, right? But maybe there's a way we can at least get the staff reviewing or expediting, given the fact that we're stuck in this limbo transitionary period, and just expedite the process without alienating any potential candidates. So that's, you know, something that that I just wanted to say.
Thank you.
Okay. Attorney Morton? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Clarification, because I believe we approved a timeline
those 2 weeks
last time, and so in fairness to all applicants, some may think it's closed and that they missed it or what have you. So I think you all
it was 2 weeks
within that timeline still.
No, the initial target date was in January.
So My recommendation would be to adhere to the timeline that was communicated and that was voted on. Now, follow up and reaching back out and things, that's still within the timeline, in my opinion.
Okay.
As long as you're following up on things that you received during that deadline period. But I think we would be unfair to some potential applicants if we extended it without, you know, voting in the public and communicating that to the public. We put press releases out and so forth. So I think we need to stay within that as long as we, you know, we are re-communicating and reconnecting with people that we received information on during the time period.
Okay.
Thank you, Attorney Moore. Yeah, I think we did a target of 2 weeks. If I'm correct, Mr. Brooks, it was 2 weeks. And I think we gave maybe like a week or so of an extension. So I think we've hit that timeline. And so those individuals who met or who have turned their information in, it could be they could see it as us kind of just arbitrarily changing our rules on the whim. So, but I'm okay with the hybrid model if we, you know, Attorney Martin's point is we had a public process that the board even ratified that set forth a deadline at that time. And so when we start getting outside of that, then the expectation will be that we'll start changing some other things. Board Member Harrell.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with what General Counsel has recommended, right? And I think that provides the opportunity for the individuals who are currently in the process that are being actively recruited to complete the process, right? I think we accomplished what we want to accomplish with that, right?
So those individuals who you've been working with, they just need to complete it. They would just need to complete it.
Thank you. And that was very helpful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And all right. Do you have any other items, any other comments to come before the board at this time? All right. So our next steps is going to be that you're going to start calling through those applications. And so give us advisors on our next steps, and we'll make sure that we get with Mr. Brooks. So do you want to advise us on our next? I think you already did, right?
Yes, and what I will do is communicate through Mr. Brooks when we are where we are. I'll continue to communicate with you and the committee about process, and when we get the short list, then I think it'll be time to figure out with our legal assistance how we move through that process. And then that will be the next step, and then we'll go from there.
Well, I want to thank you again. Thank you to Attorney Martin. Thank you, Barry. Thank you, Ms. Blunt. I see you back there. Recognize you this time. See you back there. And so if there be no other matters to come before the committee, is there a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Move to adjourn. Second by Mr. Winder. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you all. All right.
Thank you very much.
Adjournment time is 3:46 p.m.
Moratorium 1 hour meeting. 30 to 45. Oh. Nah, man, we need to get sleeping bags.
Yeah, I don't want to cut anybody out. But those folks who did turn in.